Chapter 22, Jonah, the Prophet Who Ran Away. This chapter is based on one of the greatest cities of the ancient world was Nineveh, the capital of Assyria. Founded on the fertile bank of the Tigris, it had become an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. Nineveh was a center of crime and wickedness, the bloody city, full of lies. The prophet Nahum compared the Ninevites to a cruel lion. Upon whom, he inquired, has not come your unceasing evil? RSP. Yet Nineveh was not wholly given over to evil. In that city many were reaching out after something better, and, if granted opportunity to learn of the living God, they would put away their evil deeds. And so God revealed himself to them in an unmistakable manner to lead them to repentance. To the prophet Jonah came the word of the Lord, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. The prophet was tempted to question the wisdom of the call. It seemed as if nothing could be gained by proclaiming such a message in that proud city. He forgot that God whom he served was all-wise and all-powerful. While he hesitated, Satan overwhelmed him with discouragement, and he rose up to flee unto Tarshish. Finding a ship ready to sail, he paid the fare thereof and went down into it, to go with them. Jonah had been entrusted with a heavy responsibility. Had the prophet obeyed unquestioningly, he would have been blessed abundantly. Yet in Jonah's despair the Lord did not desert him. Through trials and strange providences, the prophet's confidence in God was to be revived. Not for long was he permitted to go undisturbed in his mad flight. The Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay, and was fast asleep. The master of the ship, distressed beyond measure, sought out Jonah and said, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not.